Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Power for Your Day Devotional. 45 Days to Finding More Purpose and Peace in Your Life by Samuel Rodriguez. Narrated by Timothy Andres Pabon. Introduction. God's power, purpose, and peace are available to you every day, but you must be ready to receive them. And that requires being deliberate about your focus. Perhaps more than ever, our lives are filled with distractions, destructions, and detachments, consuming our time, energy, and attention. From one day to another, we often struggle to focus on what matters most, our relationship with the living God. While we may not be able to control the challenges we face, we can determine how we respond to them. We always have a choice, and our choice right now is clear. We can give in to our emotions amid overwhelming, tumultuous circumstances, or we can live by faith through the power of God's Spirit. Considering my own struggles and moments of doubt, I believe the only choice forward is by faith. I believe the only source of truth we can trust above and beyond any other is God's Word. So when I look to it to light our path in this present darkness, I turn to the example I see in two heroes of the faith, Elijah and Elisha. I have always been inspired by the diligence, dedication, and devotion displayed in their lives during one of Israel's darkest historical periods. They lived during one of the most corrupt, violent, immoral times ever, and yet they remained faithful to God and experienced His faithfulness, power, and provision in the face of impossible odds. The essence of their message to us today emerges vividly in their first meeting. So Elijah went and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, plowing a field. There were 12 teams of oxen in the field, and Elisha was plowing with the 12th team. Elijah went over to him and threw his cloak over his shoulders, and then walked away. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 19, New Living Translation. Simply put, your plow precedes your mantle. Elijah was led by God to find a successor, a younger protege. The man God chose, Elisha, was not only a hard worker, but was actually in the field plowing with a team of oxen when Elijah first laid eyes on him. And while Elijah did not literally push a plow, he endured droughts, famines, fire, and floods before coming into the full power of God's mantle on his shoulders. Both men plowed through the trials, tempests, and temptations of life before receiving God's prophetic mantle of divine power. Their examples not only speak to us today, but also echo into our lives like thunder across the centuries. Today, it's so easy to lose your spiritual momentum and get distracted from what's truly important. You want to strengthen your faith and live in the power of the Holy Spirit, but so many emotions cripple your progress. This is why you need power for your day, a spiritual second wind and a fresh burst of God's power infusing every area of your life. Power for Your Day is based on my book, Persevere with Power. Each day's burst of power includes your daily PowerPoint, a key principle or lesson of truth you can apply to your own life based on the examples of Elijah and Elisha. Your daily reading, an exploration of the PowerPoint based on my examination of God's Word and my findings in Persevere with Power. Your daily scripture, a thematically related and curated verse or a brief passage from God's Word to energize you with the power of spiritual truth. Your daily prayer starter, a few sentences to lead you into God's presence as you share your heart in prayer with your Heavenly Father. Wherever you are and whatever you're facing, I know the examples of Elijah and Elisha will encourage, challenge, and inspire you to move forward into the glorious future God has for you. Each of the 45 days builds on the others, and the goal is for you to grow deeper in your faith as you reflect on your life and live more fully in the abundant life of God's Spirit. My prayer is that you will find hope, joy, peace, and power in every section for every day. If you want to experience the power to persevere in your life, then it's time to move from your plow to your mantle and from your mantle to your double portion. It's time to live as a co-heir with Christ instead of a distant relative ashamed to show up. It's time to stop trying on your own and start relying on the Spirit. It's time to seek God's power and exercise your mantle. It's time to start living in the fullness of the power of God's Spirit dwelling in you. It's time to claim what is rightfully yours and surrender what's no longer your concern. It's time to persevere with power each and every day. Samuel Rodriguez. Day 1. Without a doubt, from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is not a book of perfect people. It is a book of overcomers. While you may be tempted to view people in the Bible as perfect saints, they are just as flawed as you and me. God's Word, from beginning to end, is not a catalog of sinless, always obedient, picture-perfect lives, but instead, it shares the stories of flawed but faithful men and women persevering amid trials and tribulations. They faced overwhelming obstacles, seemingly impossible situations, and dangerous dilemmas that forced them to put their trust in God. Rather than a roll call of saints, the Bible is a book of overcomers. Just consider some of the best-known believers and what they had to overcome. In the Old Testament, Abraham had to overcome the deceit of others as well as his own tendency to deceive. God promised that he would be the father of many nations, and yet, into old age, Abraham and his wife Sarah had never conceived until God gave them their son Isaac, forcing them to overcome their doubts and the limitations of biological logic. Consider Joseph, Abraham's great-grandson, and all that he overcame: abandonment in the pit, betrayal by his brothers, the lies of his boss's wife, and incarceration. Yet Joseph ended up as Pharaoh's right-hand man, overseeing the harvests, storage, and allocation of grain, leadership that saved not only the Egyptians, but also Joseph's own family and the nation of Israel. Many generations later, when the Israelites became enslaved in Egypt, Moses overcame his past, his temper, and Pharaoh himself to lead God's people through the Red Sea in pursuit of the Promised Land. Story after story repeats this theme of overcoming, and the New Testament reinforces it as well. Peter overcame his impulsive nature and the cursing of his blessing. Mary Magdalene overcame her past mistakes and residual reputation. The Apostle Paul overcame angry mobs, jail time, earthquakes, shipwrecks, and snake bites. And Jesus, the Son of God and our wondrous Savior, overcame darkness, death, and defeat. In other words, everything. So follow the example of the overcomers before you and refuse to give up the fight. Don't allow your circumstances to determine the direction of your life. Your battle may not be over, and you may feel weary from the struggle, but God's power in you through the Holy Spirit will always prevail. When you have the Spirit in your life, you no longer depend on your own abilities and limited resources, because you have the unlimited, infinite, and eternal power of the living God inside you. Once you live in the Spirit, you are never the same. In Christ, by Christ, through Christ, and for Christ, you are an overcomer. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 through 5. Lord, thank you for bringing me this far and never giving up on me. Empower me today to do all that you want me to do. Help me to remember that I'm an overcomer because your Spirit dwells in me. Amen. Day 2. We can give in to our emotions amid overwhelming, tumultuous circumstances, or we can live by faith through the power of the living God. Each day, you encounter triggers that threaten to stir up a variety of overwhelming emotions. These catalysts for calamity might pull you back into the past, tempting you to feel trapped by old mistakes, mishaps, and missteps. You may even start to believe the enemy's lies that you will never experience joy or peace again. Grief from an accumulation of losses, loved ones, relationships, homes, health, jobs, may swallow your energy and pull you under. Anxiety fueled by past trauma might gnaw away at your perceptions and expectations so that worrying becomes second nature. Fighting depression can take whatever strength remains, which seems like less and less every day. Current events and cultural shifts may also be keeping you on edge, wounding your heart and worrying your mind with political factions, systemic racism, and deteriorating civility. In the clutches of such strong, riptide emotions, you might be numbing your pain, both past and present, by relying on old habits and the false comfort of addictive substances. As you wrestle with the daily assault of aberrant attitudes and belligerent behavior around you, it is no wonder you lack peace and sense hope slipping away. The toll of such unrelenting, stressful emotions leads to chronic discomfort, distortion, and disease. Such burdens can in fact crush you unless you make a choice and hold fast to your faith. And your choice is clear today. You can give in to your emotions amid overwhelming, tumultuous circumstances, or you can walk by faith through the power of the living God. While everyone struggles at times and experiences moments of doubt, the only way forward is to trust the Lord and rely on His Word. Throughout the pages of Scripture, you will find eternal truth to be trusted and applied to your daily decisions. You will also find heroes of the faith there to inspire you. Each man and woman of God in the Bible experienced most, if not all, of the same feelings you encounter. They overcame the barriers, both external and internal, blocking their paths and attempting to derail their faith. No matter how they felt in the midst of harsh circumstances, they trusted God for a bigger picture. This is the divine coping mechanism we see exemplified by the life of Jesus. He felt the entire spectrum of human emotions, love, hate, anger, and disappointment, to name a few, without allowing those feelings to obscure his knowledge of truth and his relationship with his Father. Following Christ's example, you can do the same. You cannot control what you feel, but you can choose how you respond to your feelings. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Dear God, give me strength today through the power of the Holy Spirit to rise above my emotions and walk by faith instead. Remind me that I always have a choice, no matter what feelings may arise. Thank you for showing me the way. Amen. Day 3. The examples of Elijah and Elisha demonstrate a fundamental principle of God's kingdom. If you want to wear the mantle of divine favor, you must push your plow with diligence. If you're craving hope amid dark times, you might be surprised by the way two Old Testament prophets, Elijah and his successor Elisha, inspire present-day diligence, dedication, and devotion. During one of Israel's bleakest historical periods, a violent and immoral time of rebellion and idol worship, Elijah and Elisha remained faithful to God and experienced divine protection, power, and provision in the face of impossible odds. Their examples demonstrate a fundamental principle of God's kingdom: to be diligent with the resources and responsibilities entrusted to you before expecting to be blessed with more. This truth resonates throughout the Bible and emerges clearly in at least two of the parables Jesus told to his followers. In the parable of the shrewd manager, Luke chapter 16, the master gave notice to his wasteful manager that he was about to lose his job due to mismanagement. The manager, aware that he had no abilities or talents to earn a living any other way, decided that he would prepare for his impending unemployment by reducing the debts owed by the various vendors in his master's household. By doing them favors now, the manager hoped they would return in kind later when he had no other resources. The parable of the talents echoes a similar theme, although with a twist. When the master prepares for an extended absence by delegating to his three servants, he expects them not only to keep safe the wealth entrusted, but to invest it and return a profit. Upon returning, the master finds that two of his faithful servants have done just that. So he tells them, "You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things." Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. The third, however, has buried the resources he was given, claiming to be motivated by fear of the master's displeasure. Ironically, that's exactly what the third servant gets for squandering what the master had entrusted to him. This same emphasis on acting responsibly and diligently in order to make the most of one's resources emerges in the first meeting between Elijah and Elisha. After enduring a chain of dramatic circumstances that left him emotionally and physically exhausted, Elijah struggled to push through his fear and anxiety and reclaim his purpose. So God met Elijah, hiding in a cave on Mount Horeb, and reignited the prophet's purpose with the pursuit of a protege. So Elijah went and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, plowing a field. There were 12 teams of oxen in the field, and Elisha was plowing with the 12th team. Elijah went over to him and threw his cloak over his shoulders, and then walked away. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 19, New Living Translation. Today push your present plow so that you will be ready for your future mantle. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Father, help me to be shrewd and savvy with the resources and responsibilities entrusted to me. I want to please you today in everything I do. May I do my best so that your glory may be magnified. Amen. Day 4. Just as Elisha's plow prepared him to wear God's mantle, when we faithfully carry out the roles and responsibilities God assigns us, then he gives us more power, more provision, more passion, to meet the next challenges we're called to face. Elijah was a man with a mantle, a message, and a mission. Although he was God's prophet, Elijah didn't enjoy an easy life of comfort and convenience. He was called to preach a message of repentance to the people of Israel, including its wicked King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, who were worshiping idols. Elijah met resistance at every turn, even after winning a spiritual showdown when he demonstrated God's immense power over the impotence of idols. Running for his life from the vindictive sovereigns, Elijah became discouraged and depressed until God met him and gave him a new mission to go find his successor Elisha and mentor him as God's prophet. Renewed by God's loving grace and confidence in him, Elijah went in search of the younger man who was to become his protege and found him leading a team of oxen and plowing a field. See 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 19 through 21. Elijah then placed his mantle on Elisha, indicating that it was time for Elisha to leave his plow behind and take on the new role and responsibilities for which God had anointed him. It's no coincidence that Elisha had been farming the land prior to receiving his mantle. Farming requires hard work, dedication, vigilance, patience, and perseverance, all traits that would serve Elisha well in his new role as prophet. As a farmer, Elisha invested his labor in plowing fields, planting seeds, protecting the crop, and harvesting the fruit of his investment. He had no idea God was preparing him for a much greater role and more power. Elijah simply did his best to fulfill the responsibilities required to steward the land and produce a harvest. God used these life skills to build Elisha's character in anticipation of the role God had for him. Elisha's plow prepared him to wear God's mantle and wield the power and responsibility that came with its wearing. The same cause and effect sequence of spiritual growth and unlimited holy power continues to operate today. When we faithfully carry out the roles and responsibilities, the duties and directives God assigns us, then he gives us more power, more provision, more passion to meet the next challenges we're called to face. Although we usually don't like trials and challenges, James tells us, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. When you know God is training, equipping, and preparing you for greater service, then you can endure painful moments and tough times because you know that they serve His perfect purpose. Your mantle is waiting on you, so remain patient while pushing your plow. You have been entrusted by God to do great things now and in the future. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Lord, give me strength and discernment to be a good steward of all the gifts you have entrusted to me. Give me patience to learn and grow where I am now, so that I will be ready for more responsibility when it's time to trade my plow for your mantle. Amen. Day 5. Hard times may leave us in darkness, but they can never separate us from the light. Pathetic times last for a while, but God's prophetic power always triumphs. While the challenges you face today may seem urgent and unexpected, remember that Elijah and Elisha faced similar forces embodied by King Ahab and Queen Jezebel thousands of years ago. These two prophets endured cultural shifts toward immortality, idolatry, and individuality that threatened their faith and endangered their lives. Then and now, social forces with access and authority urge us to sacrifice God's truth on the altar of acceptance and expediency. These forces try to tell us what to believe and how to act, coercing us into conforming to their own idolatrous agendas rather than obeying the word of God. This intense pressure results from political leaders like Ahab doing whatever is expedient for their own power and profit, pretending to care about their constituents, but intent on exploiting them. They are the social media celebrities and style icons, seducing followers to imitate them without any limits to their language, behavior, and morality. They are the corporate executives and media moguls driven by greed and worshiping mammon, rather than the truth of the living God. Modern Jezebels want to construct counterfeit temples and to legitimize bogus institutions that will marginalize noble, God-honoring oracles of righteousness and justice. They are the entertainers offering their self-aggrandizing authority and the advertisers selling self-delusion and vanity. They construct their idolatrous altars and try to drown out the cries of the persecuted, the impoverished, the wounded, and those in need. When we hear the latest news or scroll to our favorite sites, we're often disheartened by the pervasive darkness shrouding our world. Individual trials and suffering become compounded by despair, resulting from the pathetic decline of truth in our world today. As followers of Jesus, however, we must never allow such darkness to obscure our vision or diminish our hope. No matter how discouraged you may feel or how bleak things look, you must remember that nothing can separate you from the power, purpose, and peace of the Almighty Living God. Injustice and prejudice may seem to triumph momentarily, but they will never prevail. The Apostle Paul reminds us, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?" No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 and 37. No matter how dark your night, God's morning always comes. No matter how downcast you may feel, God's presence is always with you. No matter how desperate your circumstances, God's power always prevails. Remember that nothing you face today can separate you from the prophetic power of God. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 16. Dear God, thank you for the peace that passes understanding in my heart today. Remind me that the cultural darkness around me can never quench your light in my life. Amen. Day 6. Pushing your plow prepares you for wearing the mantle God has for you. Don't confuse what you're going through with where you're going to. Pathetic times only serve to showcase God's prophetic power. Despite the repeated disobedience and frequent idolatry of the people of Israel, God didn't abandon them, but He sent prophets, including Elijah and Elisha, with His message of repentance and His power to conquer adversity. While Ahab and Jezebel blatantly worshipped pagan gods and practiced rituals, They only created an opportunity for God to reveal His prophetic power through His people. What they intended for their own glory, greed, and pleasure, God used as a showcase to spotlight His character, His love, and His mercy. If Elijah and Elisha had given up and stopped trusting God, then they would have missed out. If they had not persevered with pushing their respective plows, one metaphorical and the other literal, then they would have missed the mantle of blessing God had for them. You face the same opportunity today. You can be part of what God is doing, or you can sink in the cultural muck trying to pull you under. You can thrash and splash as the relentless currents of unexpected circumstances overwhelm you, or you can grab the lifeline of prophetic power God extends to those who trust Him. You cannot control all that happens to you and around you, but you always have a choice about how to respond. No matter what you're facing right now, your battle may not be over, but it's already been won. God will never give up on you, and will instead anoint you with holy antibodies to overcome the powers of darkness and the infection of sin in your life. So no matter how bleak your circumstances, God's power in you will prevail. Nothing is finished until God declares it's finished. If you're willing to push your plow spiritually, then you can know that God's mantle is waiting for you. And when God's mantle rests on your shoulders, then nothing and no one can stop you. When you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, you never have to fear pathetic times again. As followers of Jesus who have accepted the gift of salvation through His sacrifice on the cross, we are assured. But you have received the Holy Spirit and He lives within you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, New Living Translation. You may face trials and tribulations or endure storms and setbacks, but you will never be defeated permanently. You might experience discomfort, distress, or debilitation, but your joy and peace will not cease. If you live in the power of the Holy Spirit, nothing can defeat you today. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Father, I thank you and praise you for the gift of your Holy Spirit dwelling in me. May I be mindful that where I am today is not where you are leading me tomorrow. Amen. Day 7. People who love and serve God in the power of the Holy Spirit through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ work to discover their God-given purpose. God notices how hard you're working and how patiently you're persevering, and He is using your devotion, dedication, and diligence to prepare you for greater mantles of promotion in your future. No matter how frustrating, annoying, or pointless your present responsibilities and duties may seem, trust God and do your best to work for His approval and no one else's. Such pushers of the plow know that they persevere not only to receive the mantle of promotion awaiting them, but also to reveal God's power in their lives. When we obediently and diligently serve, without putting the focus on our own abilities, we let others glimpse the Lord working through us. We honor God by keeping our commitment to push our plow the same way we try to live our lives for His glory. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, English Standard Version. Plowing without grumbling or complaining builds character, strengthens faith, and exercises patience. Such practitioners serve God despite their fluctuating feelings and ongoing frustrations, regardless of circumstances and crises. They persevere when others turn back, give up, abandon their plows, and run away. They may not be the most talented, most educated, most experienced, or even the strongest, but they are the most faithful, loyal, determined, and stubborn. Rather than being discouraged by the vast fields to be plowed before seeds sprout and fruit is harvested, these individuals start at the beginning of each new row and simply push their plows. Step by step, inch by inch, furrow by furrow, they upturn the hard ground to fulfill their dreams. They keep going despite all obstacles blocking the path to progress. These servants of the Lord steward all that he has entrusted to them, and push their plow.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?